Right now, like it or not, it's the beginning of cold and flu season. If you're an overachiever, you may have already gotten your flu shot. And if not, this year's options may be a little different.
Flu Mist, the nasal spray vaccine, isn't an option this year, which means adults and kids alike will have to get the flu shot if they want to get vaccinated against likely strains of flu this year.
Dr. Jonathan Tempty joins us now. He's a professor of family medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health and former chair of the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Dr. Tempty, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Greetings, and I hope you're enjoying this beautiful day.
It is nice out there. It seems hard to think about getting sick, getting the flu, and yet I guess we have to start thinking about that. Has the flu hit Wisconsin yet?
Not really at all, and there has been virtually no influenza across North America at this point in time. There's just very, very low levels, but this is what we typically see in September, and as we get into late fall and early winter, we will definitely see influenza come back.
So does that mean this is the time to get immunized, or can we wait a little while?
Most experts will say this is a very good time right now. I think any time from early September until well into the influenza season is an okay time. But because this is a very good way to prevent influenza, trying to get the flu vaccine in at least 2 weeks before influenza is circulating is a really good idea.
Well, let's talk about those options for right now. What can we do? We have the shot. We used to have the mist. Is the mist not off the table now?
Well, it's a very interesting situation with the mist because this is a vaccine that in the past few years has been used by roughly one-third of Wisconsin children that get influenza vaccine. Unfortunately, only overall about one-third of Wisconsin children get vaccinated each year. And of those, about one out of three get the flu mist. So it means this year that potentially about 120,000 children will have to make a different choice, and that choice is going to be an injection.
Right. I mean, kids are not, if my kids are any judge, are not big fans of needles. What's the reason behind the flu mist not being available this year?
Well, every year in June, the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices makes recommendations for the United States in terms of what vaccines to use and other methods to control influenza. And each year they review the past performance of vaccines and make determinations as to what the best selection of vaccines are going to be for the coming year. The biggest problem there, however, is we are always looking backward, and we're never able to quite know what's going to be coming in the year ahead. And so it's a little bit of guesswork. But the decision was based on the fact that the flu mist or the live attenuated influenza vaccine was showing fairly low performance or protection against the strain that was circulating last year. And so the advisory committee decided to not recommend that vaccine, but recommend instead the injectable.
So it sounds like the flu mist was low performing last year, but why does that mean we'll also assume it would perform low on this year's strains? I mean, my understanding is that every year you may get a slightly different cocktail of flu strains going around.
Well, and therein lies the problem, because the flu viruses we're seen circulating over the summer tend to be of a strain that this vaccine actually worked fairly well against. And so we won't know whether or not this was a good decision until late December or January.
So this is an interesting question. And I know that some people who opt not to get the flu shot use the argument something along the lines that, well, they don't really know what's going to be going around anyway, so why should I get a shot when it's just sort of an educated guess? What do you say to that?
Well, there's a couple ways to respond to that. First of all, the methods we have to estimate how well a flu shot is working are, at least in my estimation, not the best answer. When my research group has looked at this here in Wisconsin, what we found is even if you come down with a flu after receiving an influenza vaccine, which would traditionally be characterized as a vaccine failure, but in those people who have had the flu vaccine, you're less likely to have a flu-like illness. You're less likely to have a fever. You're less likely to feel sick. And so there's something called partial protection, and none of us really do a very good job of measuring that. And so that's one of the little issues out there that I think we need better research going forward to make better decisions.
But is it the CDC that does this, that decides, puts together the year's flu vaccine?
Well, this is a decision by CDC and the World Health Organization in late February, early March. They will get together and determine what strains are circulating at the end of our influenza season in the Northern Hemisphere and what viruses are circulating in the Southern Hemisphere. And from that, they determine which types of viruses to put into the vaccine. But then during the flu season, there's something called the Flu Vaccine Efficacy Network. And here in Wisconsin, it actually includes Marshfield Clinic. But this group is charged with looking at how well that vaccine is working during the current year. That information is provided to the CDC and to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, typically before June, so decisions can be made during the June meeting and allow us to prepare for the coming flu year.
Dr. Jonathan Tempty is with us right now. He's a professor of family medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health and former chair of the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. We're talking about this year's flu season and, of course, the flu vaccine.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about the flu vaccine? And we have a question for you. Are you getting it? Have you gotten the flu shot already? If you work in healthcare, are you gearing up to give lots of shots? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about this year's flu season now and looking at what options are out there for getting vaccinated. And we want to hear from you. Are you going to get the flu shot this year? Are you going to get it for your family? Do you get it every year? Are you less likely to get the flu shot this year because there's no nasal mist option available? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Dr. Jonathan Tempty stays with us. He's a professor of family medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health and a former chair of the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And Dr. Tempty, we have a question here from Barbara in Milwaukee who says, when she was getting cancer treatment, she was told not to get a flu shot. She wants to know who shouldn't get a flu shot.
Well, in fact, I think that was wrong information. People who are undergoing cancer chemotherapy should never receive a live virus vaccine, but the regular vaccine is not only perfectly fine, but would be indicated for anybody whose immune system might be at greater risk for having a bad case of influenza. So the only people who should not be receiving influenza vaccine are people who have allergies to the components of the vaccine, or who have had a bad reaction in the past to the vaccine.
So not a very large group of people. And what are the figures on how many people actually do get vaccinated each year?
Well, unfortunately, in our very own state of Wisconsin, we do a terrible job of immunizing the group of people I think that are some of the most important to protect, and those are school-aged children. And what I can tell you is this group of people tend not to have a lot of problem with hospitalization. They tend not to be the people who die of influenza, but they are incredibly, incredibly important of spreading influenza throughout our state. When we look at kids basically from the age of 2 in daycare up through 17 and 18 in high school, they congregate, you know, on a daily basis with friends and acquaintances and classmates, and they do a really good job of spreading this. And then they take it home to their mothers, fathers, siblings, sometimes babies, brothers and sisters and grandparents, and therein lies a lot of the problem. So in Wisconsin, we only immunize about one out of every three school-age children. We do pretty good with older adults over the age of 65, and I think we get maybe 65% of those. But across the working ages, we tend to be relatively low as well, typically under 30 to 40%. And so there's a lot of people that are missing the benefit of influenza vaccine.
Let's take another caller here. Cindy joins us from Grant County. Cindy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I have a question about the vaccine. I have had the flu vaccine every year. I'm diabetic. I also have an autoimmune condition called Sjogren's, which, of course, makes me more susceptible to respiratory and flu-type illnesses. So I've always had it. And I have elderly parents, one of whom's in memory care and cannot take a vaccine because of previous reactions, and a father who is also immune-compromised with Sjogren's. And my concern comes from the fact that I've read some things. I'm not into the anti-vax thing at all, but I've read some things about that the vaccine given to someone with my kinds of immune issues could actually be a cause of a worse flu, and I just wanted to address that with the doctor.
Okay, Cindy, thanks. Interesting question there. Is there anything to what Cindy has read about maybe the vaccine making the flu worse if she does get it?
Well, there is no evidence that receipt of a vaccine will make a future case of influenza worse than had you not had the vaccine at all. And even if your immune system is somewhat compromised, we do get protection. And that's why we recommend influenza vaccine, especially, not only to everyone, but especially people who have high-risk conditions or have immunocompromise. The biggest concern with individuals with immune compromise is they may not have as good of a response to the vaccine in terms of protection.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for the call. I hope that helps. And Dr. Tempty, just briefly as we wrap up, what would you say to people, and maybe parents, if you want to get that immunization rate up for that school-age children group, what would you say to parents and young people about why they should get vaccinated?
Well, I think it's very important not only for individual protection, but also for the people that you come into contact with every day. About across the United States, at any one time, there are 10 million people who are immunocompromised, either from cancer chemotherapy or from drugs that we use for rheumatoid arthritis and for other reasons. And these are people who may not be able to defend themselves with their immune system, even if they are vaccinated. So not only immunizing ourselves to prevent illness, and I get my flu shot every year, and in my profession, I'm around a lot of sick people, and I have not had flu at all, so that's great. But we not only do it for ourselves, but for all those people that we come into contact with and for our families.
Dr. Tempty, thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate it.
And thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That was Dr. Tempty. He's a professor of family medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, former chair of the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices.
Please join in with your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge now. This is Central Time.